The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place, so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month, so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit, track budgets, and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
You're still solid on Supreme Court justices, yeah. Originalists.
Yeah,
solid.
We have
on
one to appoint very soon. We're going to have to come up with a name. I'm down to probably three or four.
Mm-hmm. Are they from your list?
People from the list. They are terrific people, highly respected, brilliant people, and we'll be announcing that pretty soon, too.
That was Donald Trump speaking to Sean Hannity on Fox News, saying that, hey, ere long we'll know who his choice to be the next Supreme Court justice is, and that's going to get a lot of attention in this town. Joining us now, right now, Joe DeGenova, legal analyst, former U.S. attorney to the District of Columbia. All right, we're going to get the call here pretty quick from Donald Trump, it seems, on the Supreme Court. Any thoughts about who he should go with?
Well, let's remember, this is really what this election was about.
You're right.
The Supreme Court was the single most important thing. Remember, Merrick Garland was pending up there, President Obama's nominee, and, of course, Hillary had them all lined up ready to go. Now we have President-elect Trump to make the choices. He has 21 names, which includes two senators, Cruz and Mike Lee, and then there are a group of other state Supreme Court justices. I have no idea who he's going to pick. And my guess is that there's a very good chance he could go with one of the two senators because they both come from safe seats, and replacing them by the governors would be easy. There'll be quick elections or if elections were necessary. But there's a great list of candidates from the courts of appeals and the state Supreme Court. So, who knows? I don't have any idea.
Well, I'm just a little concerned that he's confirmed that it is going to be off of that list that he put out, and I don't remember you being on the list, Joe DeGenova, and that's oversight.
I'm too young to be on the Supreme Court.
That's true. You need a few more years.
I'm only in my 70s.
Yeah. Hey, Joe, something else happened during the last week's transition watch. It's amazing how this town obsesses over every little thing that happens during the transition, and we saw that Donald Trump had announced that he was going to separate himself from his businesses. We saw it as a non-story story, of course.
The headline was, Donald Trump is doing what he said he was going to do.
But then the Office of Government Ethics did a series of tweets that look really condescending and patronizing. We congratulate Donald Trump for doing da-da-da-da-da-da. That's an official government entity. What was that all about?
Well, it's very interesting because I called the Office of Government Ethics, called the guy who heads it up, and couldn't get an answer from him. And finally, I got their press person who spoke with me on background, refused to allow me to use his name. And I said, who did this? How was it authorized? What was the process by which OGE did this? No comment. How many times in the past has the Office of Government Ethics done this for a Democratic presidential nominee? No comment. How many times have you done it for a Republican? No comment. Will you respond to a subpoena from the House Government Reform and Oversight Committee? No comment. Let me just tell you something. One of the first things that happens in the next session is that the House Oversight Committee should issue subpoenas to the head of the Office of Government Ethics and the people who that they quoted one staff member. His name was Seth Jaffe, who was the person who later said that the tweets were taken down, but then they were put back up, and they were confirmed as being official statements of the OGE. I want to know why they were issued, who did it, and what was the process.
And this agency falls under the Obama administration's purview, right? That it's part of the executive branch. And I love that. This is my favorite part. When you go to their Twitter stream, their logo says, "Preventing conflicts of interest in the executive branch." Where were they with the Clinton Foundation and the Clinton State Department?
Let me tell you something. If the Republicans have any cojones, they will have these people up on the mat. Get this guy. I think his name is William Schaub, who's the head of it. I am sick of these people. These are embedded Democrats. By the way, the guy who issued the statement saying that the tweets were accurate, he used to be the head of the ACLU down south.
Oh, there you go.
So let me just tell you, this is a cesspool. The so-called career people in the federal government are nothing more than arms of the Democratic Party, and draining the swamp includes getting rid of people who are partisans in civil service jobs.
Amen. All right, a new topic. Former POW Bo Bergdahl seeking a pardon.
Oh, obviously a candidate for a pardon.
Well, I mean, you know, I mean, he apparently, I mean, I remember, though, that this president, you know, he was very excited about getting Bo Bergdahl released. And then we found out all the things we traded away for Bo Bergdahl.
Remember,
found out he was a deserter.
Remember the scene in the Rose Garden with Bergdahl's mother and father, the two escapees from North Vietnam? I mean, this will be the fitting finale to the Obama administration's anti-American 8-year rant. The president this would be perfectly consistent with Obama's view that America has always been the problem in the world, and Bergdahl was just an honest messenger. Don't put it past Obama. I mean, the guy is the most narcissistic, self-indulgent person who's ever been in the White House. By the way, you know what I'm going to love? The one great thing about Trump is he always talks about the country. He talks about you people. He talks about Americans. He talks about the military. From now on, you won't hear President Obama saying, "My military, my administration, my army, I did this, I did that." The cult of personality is coming to an end, and it can't happen too soon.
I sure hope you're right about that one. Joe, and by the way, this whole issue, if I could, just one last item about the Office of Government Ethics, because it just occurred to me during that answer.
Uh-huh.
If President-elect Trump comes in and his new administration goes and decides, you know what, you're right, this is an ACLU person, all of these are just basically Democrat operatives in the Office of Government Ethics, new administration, we're cleaning house, we're getting in new people, the headlines are going to scream that he is firing all of these career government officials whose sole purpose in life was to keep government clean, and now he's going to be putting in his own cronies.
What they're going to do is they're not going to fire these people because legally you can't, and maybe he'll get the civil service laws changed so that you can remove certain people. But what they're going to do is they're going to reorganize these agencies. That's how you reorganize people out of jobs. But also, just remember this, he can remove the head of any agency.
Right.
And he should remove the head of the Office of Government Ethics. One of the first things he does, he should be removed from office.
All right. I thank you for giving me one last bit on that.
You bet.
It's kind of stuck in my craw.
It should.
This office took to Twitter.
This is permanent government, and they're all Democrats.
And all we hear about is how Donald Trump shouldn't be tweeting about Saturday Night Live.
Right.
You know,
right.
This I find a little bit more disturbing.
And I decided we're going to celebrate. Victoria and I are going to celebrate tonight by going out and ordering Taiwan Chinese food.
There we go.
That's the best kind.
Joe DiGenova.
Tastes like freedom.
Dropping the mic on the way out. Appreciate it, Joe. It's always a pleasure.
You bet.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to get stronger just around the corner, so you can give everything you've got. Whether you want to crush a few reps before class with our expanded strength equipment or sweat it out on your way home from work, with over 2,800 locations, there's a Planet Fitness close to you, and most are open 24 hours. Join the club today and get your first month free. Just $1 down, $15 a month. No commitment. Deal ends Friday, February 13th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Time is valuable. That's why Lowe's Blueprint Takeoffs turn blueprints into quotes faster. Bring us your plans, and we'll generate itemized material lists to make quoting easier so you can get back to building. Plus, at the Lowe's Pro Desk, you get access to thousands of building materials not sold in store. And when your order's ready, we'll deliver everything to the job site. Improving is easy at Lowe's.